Good morning. The Pesach tells us, Kadosh Shemtiyu, the Ramban famously writes that the Torah is teaching us Kadosh Atzmacha v'Mutzalach. After the Torah describes many of the Yisurim, the parts of Arayat, what's Asur and what's Mutzar, the Torah tells us a general rule that the Mitzvot and the Yisurim are not meant to be all to be taken very literally. And a person has to learn from these mitzvahs and extend it to other areas of his life. And even things that are technically al-pi halacha would be mutter. In many cases, it would be a novel b'rishus ha-Torah. The Ramban continues, and he says, there's a parallel mitzvah to Kadosh Shemtiyu. Kadosh Shemtiyu applies to Bein Adam L'Makom, in Yonim of Kedusha. But I tell you, there's another mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah of Shisa HaYashav HaTayyav. And on that, the Ramban explains that if the Torah describes the halachos Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, halachos of Lashon Hara, halachos of Rechilus, and all of the halachos of Tosh Mitzvah, the Torah then makes a klal. Shisa HaYashav HaTayyav. You have to take the Yisurim, you have to learn the halachos, you have to learn Tosh Mitzvah. But then you have to take it and extrapolate it and extend it to other areas, other issues that are not directly addressed by the mitzvah, by the halachos of Chosh Mitzvah. Now, we're starting this morning on a new project, a new limud, Chosh Mitzvah. For many of you, it's the first time you've learned Dini Mominus LaHalacha. And I think there are two important hadzamas that we see from this Ramban. The first is that we're going to be learning halacha. We're going to learn what a person's rights and responsibilities are according to Chosh Mitzvah. But the Ramban makes it very clear that while we have to know halacha, we also have to remember Vashisa Yashar V'Atayit. We have to know the din, but very often we have to ask Lishnim Ashura Sadin. And therefore, when we're beginning the limud, it's important to keep in mind that while the limud is important, I'll just believe in our Torah today. It's important that you know your rights and your custom, but we can't forget the inyan and the obligation of a Shisa Yashav HaTayyav to act in a way which is Masnim Ashur Zadim. There's another very important limit. Just like when it comes to Kadosh and Tiyu, if a person wants to be a Kadosh and a Tahar, Kedusha comes by Kadosh Atzmacha V'Mutzalach. First, we have to learn the mitzvahs. First, you have to be zohar in all the diktukim of the Tariag mitzvahs. If we take that and we build on that and we extend that to other areas of Rishus, then we can become a Kaddish. But the basis, that start, always has to be knowing all the halachas, all the Tariag mitzvahs. From the Ramban comparison, it's clear that the same is true when we're dealing with other Mechaveira. Rashisha Yashav HaTayyav tells us we have to be fair. We have to be just. But what does it mean to be fair? What does it mean? People tend not to ask questions about Chosh Mitzvah. Rabbanim, every Rav will tell you that this week his phone is going to ring you off the hook about Lan Vo'emes Acholiyah to Sunday, can I save on Friday? Those are the shaylos that get asked. Yet, the challenges and the nisyonos that people face on a daily basis in their business, very often they don't pick up the phone. They don't ask the shaila. And one of the many reasons for this is people all consider themselves fair people. And their approach is they don't feel the need to call a rav to ask the shaila when it's a question of yashar, it's a question of being fair. But from Ramban we see that Vashisha Yashar V'Atayiv is after you learn Chosh Mitzvah, after you've learned the values that are reflected in the Torah and in the halachos, then the Ashisha Yashav HaTayyav is to extend that. But the person's hashkafa, his approach to Meir Adam L'Chaveiroi, has to be based on and founded upon a foundation of halacha and a foundation of Chosh Mitzvah. Today we began the study of Baal Talim, paying workers on time. Now, paying workers on time, if you ask any person, any fair person, is it the right thing to do? The obvious answer is yes. The person works for you, you have to pay him on time. But as we're going to see, as we learn through the halachas, there are some very interesting details, very interesting halachas of kedima and priority. And again, the important part is to learn the halachas, make sure you understand it, and to get an appreciation for the hashkafa that's reflected in these halachas. Now, the first question that the Mishnah deals with is, we all understand that there's a mitzvah of Yom Kippur Tzaraas, you have to pay a worker on time. How do you define on time? What does that mean? Now, unsurprisingly, it depends who you ask. You ask the worker, he has one idea of what on time means. Right away. You ask an employer, well, depends. Is he in the nursing home industry? He'll have one idea of what timely payments are. What is that law? So the Mishnah tells us, and I'm going to start with the side of Rav, that a clear story is if you hire someone, he works for you during the day, you hire an electrician, he works for you for a few hours. If he finishes during the day, you have to pay him before the end of the day. The Yom Kippur. If you hire someone and he works during the night, he works a few hours, you're clear story is Delilah, according to Rav, you would have to pay him before daybreak. Now, what that means is, say you hire an electrician. Comes in the morning, works for a couple hours, he finishes a few minutes before shkia. Goes over to you, presents you with a bill and asks for a pay. You're about to pay him, and suddenly your cell phone rings. And it's your most important client. If you pick up the phone, and you spend 5 minutes talking to him, and that 5 minutes, the day ends, it's shkia, you're very likely over an Issa. You're over an Issa Dereisa, and you miss out on an opportunity to Mekayim Mitzvah to save the Yom Kippur Tzaraas. So it is clear Shoyas to Yoyim, he was working during the day, he finished during the day, the Chiyot is to pay him before nightfall. Now, you can say, nightfall, this is nightfall is Chiyot. I see this is it. Yeah, maybe later come. What does it mean nightfall? So the Chavos Chaim Paschim say you're right. We don't know exactly when night starts. But what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a suffix or a given the answer. So our law is, we have to be Chodesh L'Chumrah. And therefore, if a person finishes working a few minutes before Shkia, you have to make sure you pay him before Shkia. If you don't, again, it'll be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. You're over an Issa Zoy right here. So what happens if he finishes the job after Shkia? So we learned that Shkia Shoy is Delilah. The person works during the night, and he finishes in the middle of the night. He has until the next morning. But that's if he's working during the night. What happens if he finishes the job between Shkia and Seif? Now, if it's really day, then you have until Seif, until nightfall to pay him. If it's night, you have the entire night. So because it's a suffix, again, we're going to have to be machmir, and if a person finishes the job in Ashmashas, you have to pay him immediately. Because you don't know when the day really ends. And therefore, because it's a deraisa, a person has to be chayshis l'chumra, and he has to pay immediately. Now, interestingly enough, the chinuch, when he explained the time of the mitzvah, basically the Torah is telling you that you have that oino. The job is finished during the night, you have until the end of that night. During the day, you have until the end of that day. You have one oino to get paid. Dr. Chinuch, that the reason for this is that workers used to fast for a day. That's how much a normal person can go without eating food. And that's why the Torah said, we'll give you this amount of leeway. More than that, a person can't take, and that's why you have until the end of that oino, that's when a person needs to be paid. Now what happens in a typical case where you have a salaried worker? You hire him for a year. Now, if you go very technically with the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? A seer son, you hire him for a year. When does he have to get paid? Anyway, the end of the year. No baltoa. So now you guys, Dave comes And the Tesbeis is actually, if you look in your booklet, the tshuva is printed. Unfortunately, they printed the wrong half of the tshuva, so don't bother looking for it. Well, the Tesbeis says as follows. If you hire someone for a year, as the Gemara explained, AC is Mithalemes, Elwitzvah. You hire someone for a year, you rent anything, Alfi Halacha, the payment is due at the end of the year. However, the Tazveid writes, let's say you hire someone and you make up, we're not going to follow these guidelines. And you're going to pay him at the end of every week, at the end of every month. Tazveid says that agreement will change the Hilchos Baal Kovin. And if the agreement is you're going to pay him at the end of every week, then Baal Kovin will apply at the end of each and every week. So although the Gemara, Kipsuta, the Mishnah seems to say, it's clear, son, if you hire someone for a year, there's no Baal Kovin until the end of the year. As a matter of practice, since people generally negotiate, they're getting paid weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever it is, Baal Kovin will apply to whenever that payday is set. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in that case as well. If when you hire the person indefinitely, if you make up with him, you're going to pay him every week or every month. So whenever that date is, the end of the month, the last day of each month will be subject to Baal Kovin. Now, as we pointed out before, or I'm not sure how far in the Gemara everyone got, this question of when you pay a Sechir Shoyes, if the person works during the night, is really a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. I explained before Shitas Rav that if you hire someone at night and he finishes at night, you have until daybreak the next morning to actually pay. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says a Sechir Shoyes Delilah. If he works during the night, then you have until entire night and the following day to pay. You're not over until steal the next day. So the question is, Lahawaha. Who do we pass him? Do we pass him like Rav, or do we pass him like Shmuel? Now, whenever we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, we have a very simple rule. Hilchosa Kerav Di'isur. If we have a question of Issur De'Hesur, we have a question of Arachayim, then Lahawaha is we pass him like Rav. However, if we have a question in place in this one, if we have a question involving monetary matters, the halacha is like Shmuel. So now that we have this simple rule, in Baal Kovin, who are we going to pass him like, Rav or Shmuel? Shmuel. So, Kemat, all of the Rishonim, and all of the place can say, the halacha is like Rav. Why? Because let's think of that for a moment, what we're dealing with. What's Baal Kovin? Of course, you hired a person to do a job. And the job was you're going to pay him $500 for the job. When he finishes the job, is there any question how much you owe him? No. You owe him $500. Is there a question when the money is due? No. He did the job, you owe him the money. What's the issue then? What's the machlokes with Rav and Shmuel? There's an issue. The Torah comes along and says, this debt that you have, because it's clear Solomon, we're putting an issue on. If you don't pay it on time, you're over a lav doi raisa. If you do pay it on time, you're makayim and mitzvah zaseh. So the person will say, it's a question of issur d'hesed. You're right, it involves taking money out of your pocket and giving it to him. But the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is a machlokes about issur d'hesed, and therefore the halacha is like Rav, it's clear shalish delilah, only pays at night. Now this is a very important insight. Because it will come out like this. Let's say you hire a contractor. He does the job, and it seems whenever you hire a contractor, at the end of the job, they're fighting. And the question is, how much do you owe him? Now, assuming there's a legitimate suffix, there's really a legitimate doubt how much you owe him, what's the halacha? You have a fight. So, what's the rule? Hamoitzi mechaveiro al harayah. If he says he owes you money, he wants to be moitzi mam, and he wants to make you pay, he has the burden of proof. And if he can't prove it, then he's stuck it, you're allowed to keep the money. Again, it's a general rule, there are exceptions, don't run with this too far, but that's the general cost. Let's switch the case a little bit.
you hire the contractor, he finished the job, it's clear how much you owe him. But now we have in Suffolk, there's a question, there's a malpractice, whether Balcolin applies. Do I have to pay him today or not? Here if we have a Suffolk, what's the halacha going to be? It's no longer a Suffolk moment. There's no debate over what goes. It's now a question of the Hefer. There's a mitzvah of the Yom Ha'Kippur and Sarai apply. Over here, we're going to apply the rule of Suffolk D'Oraisa L'Chumra. And here, a person's going to have to be machmer, even though ultimately it means taking money out of his pocket, since now we're dealing with a question of Issa V'Hesher, the question we're dealing with a lav, we're dealing with a mitzvah, here, mukzik is not relevant, and the person would have to pay as soon as possible to avoid being over the Issa. That's completely true. And if we have a question whether you owe the money, and going back to the contractor, there's a question how much he deserves. So that's a question of mammon. That we have to address that issue. And if you're a mukzik and halacha, you don't owe the money, there's no baltolin on money that's not owed. However, the moment we establish the money is due, and now we have a question, machlokes Rabin Shmuel. We have a machlokes, we'll see many different sefers in halacha in Hilchos Baltolin. So that's a question of this and answer, whether you'll be over an issue by not paying today. And that's why, according to Kamat, all of the Paiskim, it'll be a subject of Rai Sula Khumra, and it'll have to be Mahmoud. Okay, that's completely true. If it's clear you owe $350, and you're only fighting about $150, that's a spread. So very often, people's attitude is that, listen, until I get a signed release from you, I'm not paying you a penny. That is an issue of Rai Sula. Because the $350, there's no debate. The money is owed, the money is due, there's the Yamiki Tinsari, and there's a lot. The fact that you don't want to pay it because you want leverage about a separate fight is not a hefty in Hilchos Baltolin. They do. It's so you're We'll get to that next week. There is a difference between giving a service to the cleaners and a contractor that's working on your house. You have to come next week for that. That's in 2 weeks. The short answer is it is a machlokes. The Chinuch brings down the Rambam that it does. Our Gerson, our Gemara seems to indicate not. But again, next week, it'll really be discussed next week. It's not for a soundbite. It's dealing with Goyim and Chayshim is sort of something that I'd like to spend a few minutes on. So again, you'll have to come back for that one. Well, no, the Tag Base is talking about, okay, his question was is that if whoever got the Gemara Sukkah the Surah, the Gemara, the way Rashi interprets it, seems to say that if I hire a worker and it's understood that you're finishing the job on Monday, I'm not paying you until Thursday. If that's understood, the Gemara says there's no issue of Baltolin. Because Baltolin applies only the day that it's completed. If you don't pay then, whether it was the Issa or the Hetra, there will be no Baltolin on the future date. Correct. The way Rashi is checked. Again. Yeah. Again, that might not be the lumbus, but that's correct, according to Rashi. Again, we'll see if the Machlokes, I don't know if we'll get to that today. Hold on, we'll go with responding to him. We'll get to that afterwards. The Tazbeis is a different case. The Tazbeis is a case where I'm hiring you for a year, but although you're working for me for the next 12 months, we're making up that every week I'm going to pay you separate. So although in certain halachas I did hire you a year contract, I can't change my mind in the middle, we have a commitment, but since we've made up that every 12 months, every week I'm going to give you a paycheck, the baltolin will go each and every week. Shukah D'Surah is the opposite case. The job is going to be finished at the end of the year, I'm going to pay you in 2 years. There Shukah D'Surah will apply. There's no difference in, a corporation in lumdus will not change anything. If I own a company, whether I incorporate to limit my liability or not, will not directly change the halacha. Where it will make a difference is, if you're dealing with a manager who's the CEO of a corporation, but he doesn't own the company. There, it's going to be a question which you saw in the Gemara, if you hire a worker through a shliach, through an agent, so it'll come out that no one's able. The owners, the shareholders of the company will not be over because they didn't hire the worker directly. The manager of the company will get to, will be a machlokes, but at least arguably won't be over because it's not, he's not the one that personally is responsible. It's not his money, it's the shareholders' money, and therefore that'll be, it'll be machlokes of iron of the client. We'll get to in a few minutes. Okay, you threw a lot in that question. A lot of the details we're going to get to. Again, this is the first week. It's a four-week series. Your question actually depends on a lot of issues. First of all, a guy who replaces an engine may not be a worker. You're paying him. He's selling you a part. That's one issue. How do you deal with someone whose the primary bill is for parts, not for labor? The second issue is, when he calls me, who has to come to who? If a worker comes and asks me for payment, I have to pay him. But do I have to chase after him, or does he have to chase after me? The second issue. And the third issue is, he's holding your car. And in halacha, if he's holding onto the car, that's going to change the halacha as well. Again, this is an introduction to Chosh in this place. Things aren't so simple. And every question that you have very often deals with a host of different issues. You have to go through the entire circuit before you try to pass it on any particular halacha. So again, well, I'll try to get back to that example if you remind me of one of the later few. Who was I? Okay, so we've just gone through... Yeah, there is one shita, it's a Das Yochid in the Smag, that says that we paskin like Shmuel. It's a question of, because it's a like Shmuel Bedini. It's a Sfera shita, but just to be miyashid, to give perhaps an answer, it's only because it's loaded with the following question. If you go over to, a person finishes his job, he finishes at 9 o'clock in the morning. He comes to you and presents you with a bill. You tell him, I just went through a shiur, and I learned the Yom Kippur Kodesh. If I do a job during the day, I have the entire day to pay you. What's the halacha? Now, without the sugya of Baal Tzolin, what I would say is, he finished the job. The money is due. Pay him. You have no justification to push him off. The lesson of the chinuch is, Simon Reish Lamed, when he is discussing the mitzvah of Baal Tzolin, so he's explaining why you have an entire day to pay. So he says, "Hey, Rikhu HaTorah, the Torah was ma'arich zizman. The Torah said you have until Shia, or called Laila Shema Adbaker." The Chinuch is mashma that he understood that when the Torah is saying the Yomei Tikkun Kodesh, when the Torah is saying you have until the end of the day, until the end of the night, it's not just a question of this or that. It's not just a question of when Baal Tzolin will kick in. It sounds, the chinuch is mashna, the Torah is changing the Zman Tiron. The Torah is saying if you have a clear study to work for you during the day, you don't have to pay him until nightfall. So the Smag may have learned that this is a Dini Mamun. It's changing when the Zman Tiron is, and that's why the Smag Paskins took us to Shmuel Bedini. Mike says, an matter of halacha, not all of them explain them and explain them argue. They all say it's a shayla of Hezer, but at least there's a lima close for the Smag, perhaps that's shock. Now the Gemara continues, the Tanur Rabbana, Oimer Chaveir, Stay Yisrael, Yipoyel, and Stay Mehel Oizrin. If you send an agent, if you send someone to hire workers on your behalf, no one is over the Yisrael Baal Tzolin. And the Gemara explains, the Shliach, the person that actually went and hired the workers, is not over why, because they're not his workers. The person was acting as an agent. He made it clear to the workers, I'm only an agent. The boss is the other fellow. And therefore, you're not working for him. He has no responsibility to pay you. He's not over about that. What about the employer? The employer is not over either. An ethical worker says, whenever you hire a worker, unless you hire him directly, Baltelin will not apply. Now this Gemara, this Kula, is of tremendous importance. Every time you have you own a company, you own a business, or for that matter, you're a shareholder in a company. You're not involved day to day, but you're an owner. Every employee is really working for you. You haven't hired him directly. You have a board, you have a CEO that takes care of the day-to-day operations, but they're working for you. And therefore, you would think, Baltelin applies to a shareholder. If you're a partner in a business, you should have a responsibility every Friday to go into the business and make sure the payroll was paid on time. We see from this Gemara not like this, that unless you hire the worker directly, Baltelin does not apply. Yet it doesn't mean you can skip the guy. As the Gemara explains, even when there's no Baltelin, there's an issue because they come along, I'll turn it around. A debt is a debt, it has to be paid. But this Qumrah, this extra level, if there's an issue or a raisa, applies only when you hire the worker directly. Excellent. We know normally, you want to be Makadis and you want to hire a worker, you send an agent. And whatever he does, it's like you did it. So why is Baltelin different? Why does Baltelin not apply if there's an intermediary involved? So Rizva asked this Kasha, I'd like to start with you. Halach is clear to Gemara, but he's like, his read says that Baltelin at the end of the day is based on expectations. A worker did a job, he's entitled to be paid on time, he expects to be paid on time. When you frustrate those expectations, you're over an issue that I have. However, Zucker says it's written, the worker only has that confidence that he'll be paid on time when he negotiated directly with the Baal Bosch, with the employer. If he never met the fellow, it's just this faceless name, he's not saying that God. He's not convinced he'll be paid on time. And since he's not saying with Das, he doesn't necessarily expect to be paid on time, and the Isser of Baltelin doesn't apply. Again, if you give a Kabbalah of Baltelin, you'll have, but this Chumra does not apply unless you met him directly. Correct. So again, we have a passage that says that you're not open. Let me get back to that in a moment. Correct. The employers, they actually do pay. You're talking about the vendors. Vendors, anyway, we'll discuss later on whether it's Baltelin. But that's, the Gemara says, Sukkah Desura. If you have a case where it's an industry-wide, you don't expect to be paid on time, Baltelin doesn't apply. And therefore, if you happen to work for a yeshiva, many players can say, there's no Baltelin. Because everyone knows, yeshivas don't pay on time. Okay, we're out of time. We're going to try to limit the share to a half hour. I know everyone is busy. I'll stay a few minutes asking questions, but if anyone needs to leave, feel free. Excellent question. And to add to the question, the Gemara says, okay, the question was, if you hire someone through a shliach, you had an agent, and then you go ahead and you make sure you pay the worker on time. Are you Makayim Mitzvah Nesei Daraisa? Now to add to your question, what the Gemara says is that the Mereimar and Marzutra, the Amoraim, were so concerned they would be over Baltelin that they never hired a worker directly. They always had a shliach, an agent that went ahead and hired the worker. And they did that to avoid the issue. The question is, good they're avoiding the issue, but are they throwing away an opportunity to do a mitzvah? So there is a Ne'ene HaChachma, and there's a Diyuk in some other form that are Mashma, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. There are other Achroidim that are Mashma that you're not. They say it's a package deal. If the Yom Kippur Kari applies, then the Isser applies. If you're exempt from the Isser, you're exempt from the Mitzvah. So again, not completely clear. There definitely are Achroidim that say both ways. You should try to do it. Try to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but I can't say there's a Chiyuv. Okay, thank you. Okay. No one turned it on. Okay, mine also didn't work. So whoever needs to
Can we get a copy of this? Yeah, can we get a copy of this?